Now to Mexico, where the run-up to midterm elections has been one of the most violent in recent years. As many as 6 candidates have been murdered and a dozen more threatened and injured. This weekend, Mexicans will be voting to replace the entire lower house of Congress, 9 governors, and hundreds of mayors and local lawmakers. From Mexico City, NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report.
It's been a turbulent few months leading up to Sunday's election. Since March, 2 mayoral candidates have been murdered in the state of Guerrero. In May, another candidate running for mayor was killed in Michoacán. And on Tuesday, gunmen walked into the campaign office of a congressional candidate just outside Mexico City and shot him dead. The head of Mexico's National Electoral Institute, Lorenzo Córdova, has called on authorities to help maintain order.
Que las condiciones de seguridad...
Córdova says federal and state officials are going to have to step in to ensure that everyone in the country will be able to vote, especially in the more conflictive states. All this week, protesters in several of those states blocked roads and highways, burned ballots, and ransacked local election headquarters, like this office in Oaxaca that was vandalized by members of a radical teachers' union.
Never ever have the elections in Mexico being under such threat.
Luis Carlos Ugalde heads the Mexico City consultancy firm Integralia, which has tallied 18 murders, including the 6 candidates and a dozen more campaign workers and politicians killed since the beginning of the year. Ugalde says many of those murders may be tied to drug trafficking and organized crime and not electioneering. He sees a bigger threat to elections this Sunday in the violence threatened by militant teachers and other radical protesters.
They see elections as the best chance to put pressure on the government and to get in exchange what they want.
The teachers want to roll back recent reforms that include mandatory testing and performance reviews. Other protesters, including family members of 43 students murdered in Guerrero last year, are angry over insecurity and impunity in the state. They're urging voters to nullify ballots. But Sunday's election may go down as historic for more than just violence. For the first time, independent candidates are allowed to run. And one in the northern border state of Nuevo León just might win. Jaime Rodriguez Calderón, better known by his nickname El Bronco and his plain style of speaking, is leading the polls in the race for governor against well-established parties, including that of President Enrique Peña Nieto. Without public campaign funds, Rodriguez has relied heavily on social media, like this campaign spot on his Facebook page, which has more than 500,000 likes. Rodriguez has tapped into widespread mistrust of politicians. In one poll this year, 75% said they had little or no confidence in any political party. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.